It's Bob Hope weekdays over most of these stations. Now it's the Aldrich family on NBC.
Henry! Henry Aldrich!
Coming, Mother!
Yes, it's the Aldrich family as transcribed, written by Clifford Goldsmith. As every grown-up knows, a typical teenage boy never has to go looking for interesting problems to solve. The problems come looking for the boy. And you can be sure that a new and startling one pops up every day, especially for Henry Aldrich. The scene opens in the Aldrich living room. The time is evening.
Mother, could you look at it this way?
I'm sorry, Henry, but I don't want to discuss it anymore.
Mother, don't misunderstand me. I'm not trying to discuss it. I just want to ask you.
Henry, Mrs. Brown came over here to visit with me, not to listen to us argue about whether you should have a new suit.
Oh, excuse me, Mrs. Brown.
Oh, that's all right, Henry. It's nice to see you take an interest in clothes.
Sure. Mother, have you thought of it this way? You've got to buy me a new suit sometime. Why not get one tomorrow and let me get a little wear out of it?
Henry, I think it's time for you to go to bed.
Without a...
Henry?
Yes, Mother. Good night.
Good night, dear.
Good night, Mrs. Brown.
Good night, Henry.
I hope you'll pardon the way my bathrobe hangs in the back.
Yes, dear. Oh, Alice, I didn't want to say anything about it while Henry was here. But would you mind if I suggest something?
No, not at all.
But it's only because I know you don't want to buy anything that isn't absolutely necessary. But Homer has a new suit I think would fit Henry.
Really?
He put it on just once, and Alice, believe it or not, it's been hanging in the closet ever since.
My goodness, Elizabeth.
And it's a good suit, Alice. Homer's uncle sent it to him only the other day.
You don't say.
Yes, and he's an awfully good dresser. He sells things all over the country. And the suit, Alice, well, when you first see it, you might say, well,
yes.
But when you stand off at a distance, dear, the checks, they're brown with a sort of orange stripe in the background. Well, the checks all seem to blend right in.
And Homer refused to wear it?
Yes, but he doesn't care a thing about clothes. You know how Homer is. Oh, sometimes I think he doesn't care about anything.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, Alice, you just don't know. Why, I said to him, I said, Homer, that suit will make people stop and look at you. And Alice, he acted just the way he does about broccoli and salad.
Mother!
Yes, Henry?
Did you know that the government expects a wool shortage before spring?
Dear, I want you to get right into bed.
Yes, Mother. Only don't you think we should take advice from our own government?
Good night, dear. Elizabeth, are you positive you wouldn't mind Henry having that suit?
Alice, I think it will teach Homer a lesson. And if you aren't doing anything now, why don't we walk over to my house and get the suit?
That's a wonderful idea. I'll put it on the chair beside Henry's bed in the morning and surprise him.
Good breakfast, Alice. Good breakfast.
Henry, you're not leaving for the office this early, are you?
Sorry, goodbye.
Goodbye, dear.
Tell Henry I'm sorry I didn't see him before he came down.
I will.
Mother!
Yes, Mary?
Where's Henry?
He'll be down in just a few minutes, dear. He's in the bathroom washing.
Oh.
And Mary, while he's in there, I want you to take this up to his room so he doesn't see you and lay it on his chair.
This, Mother?
Yes, Mary. I just finished pressing it.
Oh. What are you going to do? Cover his chair with it?
What do you mean, cover his chair?
Well, isn't it a slip cover or something?
Now, Mary, that's a perfectly good suit.
Mother, you mean Henry has to wear that? Where did you get it?
Dear, Mrs. Brown gave it to Henry. And the only reason you don't care for it is because it's folded. And you're standing too close to it.
But, Mother, you can see these checks a block away.
Now, dear, please take it upstairs.
Yes, Mother. I just hope Henry doesn't find out that I had anything to do with it.
Now, Mary?
Hi, Mrs. Aldrich. Is Henry ready for school?
Why, good morning, Homer. Aren't you just a bit early?
Boy, I'll say. I wanted to get out of the house before. I was afraid my mother might make me wear a... Good morning.
Well, Homer, I'm afraid it's going to be some time before Henry gets down and... Dear, you don't want to be late, do you?
Oh, I don't mind waiting.
Oh.
Has he had his breakfast yet?
No, Homer.
Are you having hotcakes? Mother!
Yes, Henry?
What's this thing up here?
What thing?
This thing on my chair.
Why, Henry, that's for you.
For me? This?
Yes, you asked for one, didn't you?
I asked for a rug.
Henry, if you'll unfold it, you'll see it is not a rug.
Well, what is it, Mrs. Aldrich?
Well, gee whiz.
Just put it on, dear.
Well, what's he got, Mrs. Aldrich? What's he got?
What's that, Homer?
Mother, I don't mean to criticize, but where did you get this?
Well, what is it, Mrs. Aldrich? What is it?
Homer, I'm sorry to be inhospitable, but Henry may have a lot on his mind when he comes down. I mean, Homer, you better be going. Now, goodbye.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Mother.
Henry, aren't you in school yet?
Well, I've got time, Mother. I just had a phone and ask you something.
Dear, where are you?
Well, I'm just 3 blocks down the street. And, Mother, here's what I want to ask you.
Well?
It's about this darn suit I'm wearing.
Now, Henry, I don't want to hear you speak that way about that suit again.
Well, I didn't mean to be disrespectful about it, Mother. Don't misunderstand me, only you think this is really a school suit?
Henry, if you didn't wear it to school, where would you wear it?
Well, that's true.
Now, dear, just think back a minute. Remember how we both agreed it made you look much bigger and older?
Well...
And didn't even Mary tell you how nice you look in it?
Yes.
And there you are, dear.
But I remember only last week we all had to tell Mary we liked your dress, and boy...
Just a minute, Henry. Mary, please go away from here. Do you want Henry to hear you?
What's that?
Nothing, Henry. Mary was just saying something about a slipcover for a chair or something.
Oh, boy, Henry. Oh, boy.
Hiya, Willie. Wait a minute. I'll walk down the corridor with you.
Where did you get it, Henry?
Nice morning, isn't it, Willie Oldtimer?
Boy, pipe the new suit.
Hi, Toby.
Hey, Henry, take it off. We know who you are.
You going to history, Toby?
Don't get near me, Henry. You want to blind me?
That's what I say, Henry. Flashing a thing like that right in a guy's eye.
And wait, fellas. Who do you think's going to win the game Saturday?
Hey, Jimmy, look at Henry.
Hello, Henry.
Oh, hello, Lucy. You going to history?
My goodness.
What's the matter? What are you looking at me like that for?
My goodness. Turn around.
What for?
I want to see whether there's a belt in the back.
Now, listen, Lucy. This suit happens to be all wool.
I'll say. And a yard wide.
Hey, Lucy!
Homer, look!
At what?
Well, gee whiz. Henry, is that... Now, listen, Henry, let me see that.
What's the matter, Homer?
Well, I'll be darned.
What?
Sure, that's what I thought the minute I saw it. That's my Uncle Oscar's.
What, Homer?
Well, sure it is. I could tell that suit a mile away.
You're crazy, Homer. My mother bought this suit for me.
Well, you're crazy yourself.
Here he is, Charlie. Take a look at that suit.
Yeah. Where are my dark glasses?
The coat and pants are all one piece.
Listen, fellas. I want you to meet my Uncle Oscar. Hi, Oscar.
Hi, Oscar.
Oh, Homer, you're killing me.
Homer, I'm warning you. I've got just so much patience.
I suppose you think I'm making it up about my Uncle Oscar.
Sure you are.
All right, Henry, I'll prove it to you. Let me see the label.
Now, wait, Homer, keep your hands off me.
Go ahead, Homer. You want me to hold them for you?
Sure.
Now, Homer, I warn you, keep your hands off this.
Henry, is that you?
Hello, Eleanor.
Well, aren't you going to be late to history?
Wait. Late, Eleanor?
What are you getting red about, Oscar?
For the last time, fellas, let's cut this out and just all go to history.
You got any checkers with you, fellas? Lie down, Oscar, so we can play a game.
Is that so, Willie? Well, I'll have you understand this suit never belonged to Homer's uncle.
What does it say on the label, Homer? Here, I'll show you.
Stand back, Homer, stand back.
Why? Why should I?
Sure, go ahead, Homer. That's your uncle's suit, and you can do anything you want.
Sure I can.
For the last time, Homer, remember what I said.
Go ahead, Oscar, sock him.
Sure, I will. And stop calling me Oscar.
You mustn't fight right here in school.
I'm not fighting, Eleanor. I'm just protecting myself.
Go ahead, Homer, pile into him.
I suppose you think I'm afraid to take another step.
Well, why don't you then?
Now listen, Willie, quit pushing me.
He took another step, Henry. He took another step.
Well, that one doesn't count. But, Homer, if you take another, boy, will you? Will you?
Stand back, fellas, stand back and give him room.
Boys, I think you're both just awful. Are you really going to fight?
Lucy, I hope you don't think... I hope you don't... Has anybody got the time?
Yes, it's time for history.
Oh, it is?
Well, listen, Homer, it's a very good thing for you it is.
And it's a very good thing for you too, Henry. You mean you're gonna quit?
Hey, Toby, let's get the two of them together at 3:00. Hey, that's an idea. Right after the last period.
Today? You mean I gotta fight Homer at 3:00?
That's sure, right, Oscar.
Well, what for? I mean, I've gotta fight Henry?
Sure, sure, Homer.
Well, that's fine.
Sure, that's fine.
Elizabeth?
Yes, Will?
Was that Homer on the phone?
Yes, dear. He wanted me to get him out of school early this afternoon.
What for? I hope you didn't tell him you would.
Oh, no, Will, of course I didn't. But he literally begged me to make an appointment for him at the dentist.
Homer did?
Before the last period this afternoon.
That's the trouble with you, Elizabeth. You're just spoiling him. You let him have his own way about everything.
Well, I told him definitely he could not leave early, even if he does need some dental work done.
Oh, good. And what's more, Elizabeth, I think it's time we put our foot down and made him wear that suit that Oscar sent him.
Yes, dear, I agree with you. Only first, I think maybe I ought to tell you something.
Well?
Now, don't fly off the handle, Will, and don't hit the ceiling.
Only what?
I gave it to Henry Aldrich.
You did
now,
what?
Now, Brown, Homer is your son, and he has your stubbornness, and I just couldn't go through life fighting both of you over one suit.
I know, Elizabeth, but suppose Oscar arrives and wants to see how it looks on Homer.
But, dear, we can't go over and ask Henry to return the suit, can we?
Why not? Which is more important, Henry or my brother Oscar, who makes $11,000 a year?
Look, Lucy. Look at what somebody put up on the bulletin board.
Where, Eleanor?
Right in front of you. That big poster. Today at 3:00, the fight of the century.
Oh, my goodness. Homer Brown versus Oscar the Flash.
Oh, come on, Lucy. We'll be late for English.
All right. Where's the fight going to be, Eleanor?
I don't know. I certainly hope you aren't going.
Well, I just hate fights. But I haven't anything else to do.
Hi, Lucy. Have you seen Homer anyplace?
No, I haven't, Toby.
You know what I told him I'd do for him?
What, Toby?
Be his second this afternoon.
His what?
His second. And Willie's going to be Henry's second.
You mean when Henry and Homer get tired of fighting, you and Willie are going to fight?
No, we tell him what to do. And then we give him water to drink.
My goodness, they're even going to drink water?
Hey, Toby.
Hi, Charlie.
The football team's getting up a petition for the coach to cancel practice this afternoon so they can all go see the fight.
My goodness, you think I'd be making a mistake if I didn't see it?
Lucy, it's a grudge fight. Why, it's been building up for 3 years.
Oh, let's go into English.
Quiet, please. Quiet. That's what come to order.
Hello, Henry.
Hi, Eleanor.
Henry, what are you sitting way back here for?
Oh, I just decided to change my seat.
Quiet, please. Now, please turn to page 103. By the way, Henry Aldrich, may I ask why you're sitting way back there in the last row?
Why, I just happened to sit down here.
Would you mind standing up when you speak, please?
No, Miss Eggleston.
Oh, my goodness. Quiet, please, quiet. I don't see anything funny to laugh at. And Henry, as long as you do not like your regular seat, suppose you come right down here and take this seat in the front row by me.
Now?
Yes, please. Quiet, quiet. Seems to me, Henry, you should have plenty to do without deliberately upsetting this entire class.
Yes, Miss Eggleston. You want me to sit here?
Well, as long as you're standing, I'll call on you first.
To read?
Please start with the first paragraph at the top of page 103.
Yes, Miss Eggleston. During the mauve decade at the end of the 19th century, there passed across the English literary scene a figure whose prominence derived not only from his writing, but from his elaborate taste in clothes. This man was Oscar...
Oscar the Flash!
Gee whiz! Oscar Wilde!
Alice?
Alice, I want you to come into the living room and meet a business friend of mine.
Sam, you mean you brought him home for lunch?
No, Alice, he doesn't expect much. Just have something real nice.
But Sam...
Mother!
Yes, Mary, I'm in the dining room.
Mother, I was just downtown, and what do you think somebody told me?
I've got to go back to the kitchen and take off this apron.
Father, would you like to hear what I heard about Homer Brown?
Mary, there's a gentleman in the living room who's come to town, a rather important... Mary, are you going to wear that dress for lunch?
Why, I planned to, Father.
Yeah? I suppose you run upstairs and see whether you can't...
You mean you want me to put on something a little nicer?
Yes, ma'am.
Mother!
Henry, come here, please.
I'll ask Mother what I should put on.
Henry, where are you?
Right here in the hall. Is there something you want?
Yeah, I want you to come in and meet Henry.
You know what, Father? But I can't help it. Mother made me wear it.
That thing? Where did she...
That's what I'd like to know.
Turn around.
Father, who is it you want me to meet?
No one.
What are you doing home for lunch?
Well, Mother, I just thought I'd rather eat here.
Here, dear? Isn't this hot dog day in the school cafeteria?
Well, yes, Mother, and I like hot dogs, but frankly, I don't enjoy eating them in a place where everyone's there and sees...
Oh, my goodness!
Now listen, Mary.
But Henry...
Mary, I thought you were going upstairs and change your dress.
I am, only you mean I have to change and you're going to let Henry...
Now, Mary?
Yes, Mother. Only first, did I tell you what I heard about Homer?
What about him?
He's going to be in a big fight with somebody this afternoon. Fight with...
He is?
Yes, Henry, with Oscar somebody. Who could that be?
Why... With Oscar?
My goodness, the whole town's talking about it.
Henry, I think if Homer's going to turn out to be that kind of a boy, the less you have to do with him, the better.
You're sure, Mother? I don't like any of that crowd at school. That's why I thought I'd come home for lunch.
Henry, you're not going to eat here with us, are you?
Well, yes, Father, but not in this. I'm going to go upstairs and change first.
Henry, you can't possibly change. Your other suit is at the tailor's.
Well, Mother, at least I can go up and put on my corduroys.
No, dear, your corduroys are in the wash. Now, turn around and show your father the shoulders. That's an excellent suit.
Yes.
And feel it, Sam.
Feel it?
Gee whiz, Father, be honest. Just now when you first saw this suit, you almost fainted.
Do I?
Yeah, sure.
Sam.
Yeah, Henry, it's an excellent suit. I hadn't seen the back before.
But you really think it's worth fighting over?
I'm simply telling you it's handsome. Now go ahead and wear it.
Well, Mr. Aldrich, is this your family here in the hall?
Yes, Mr. Thomas. This is Mrs. Aldrich, dear. This is Mr. Thomas.
How do you do?
And I'm sorry, but my daughter Mary's just stepped out.
Well, is that Henry I see right behind you?
Yes, this is Henry. He just came home to put on a costume for a school play he's in. And now he's got to rush right back.
What's that, Father?
Goodbye, Henry. Goodbye and good luck.
The Aldrich family has been family listening for a long time. But here at NBC, we have a number of families who bring you top comedy. Tonight, why not stay tuned for the Harris family? You'll find Phil, Alice, the two Harris girls, Brother William, and of course a half hour of real entertainment. Great stars of the screen will be featured next on NBC when Theatre Guild on the Air presents Rosalind Russell and Mel Ferrer in Lloyd Douglas's drama Magnificent Obsession. Action comes next with a duo of top adventure shows, Dragnet, and Barry Craig, confidential investigator. And also this evening, Martha Roundtree and Lawrence Spivak bring you America's only public press conference, Meet the Press. So stay tuned to NBC for your top radio shows. Now getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. Because Henry has had to wear a suit that formerly belonged to Homer Brown's Uncle Oscar, he's suffered more than his share from the gang at school. As a result, the students have scheduled an open fight at 3 o'clock this afternoon between Henry and Homer. The scene opens in the principal's office.
Come in.
Did you want to see me here in your office, Mr. Bradley?
Yes, Miss Eccleston. Sit down. I hope I didn't call you from any class.
No, Mr. Bradley.
Miss Eggleston, I happened to pass by your English class this morning, and frankly, it seemed to me I heard more disturbance than was really necessary.
Mr. Bradley, may I say something?
Yes, Miss Eggleston, just as soon as I am finished. A reasonable amount of laughter is quite in order in any class. But when the students sound as though they were rolling on the floor, I can only conclude that the teacher has lost all control.
Now, may I say something, Mr. Bradley?
Yes, Miss Eggleston, as soon as I have finished. As I passed by your partly open door, it seemed to me that in the midst of all this commotion, I saw you laughing.
But, Mr. Bradley, I'm only human.
I beg your pardon?
Okay. I'm sorry, but it would be impossible for me to describe what happened.
Now, come, Miss Eggleston, I can appreciate a joke just as much as anyone.
Oh, but, Mr. Bradley, I didn't mean to insinuate that you couldn't. I just meant...
Regardless of what you meant, that's certainly the way it sounded. And to be frank, I think it would be very wise if I visited your class tomorrow. Come in.
You sent for me, Mr. Bradley?
Yes, Willie, come in.
That will be all, Mr. Bradley?
That will be all. And tomorrow we'll all have a good laugh together.
Mm, very well.
Now then, Willie?
Yes, Mr. Bradley?
Close the door, please.
Oh, yes, Mr. Bradley. Well, I had a talk with them, Mr. Bradley. I told them just exactly what you said. So there won't be a public fight on the school grounds this afternoon.
You made it quite clear, Willie.
Oh, yes, Mr. Bradley.
And the fight is off entirely?
Well, not entirely. That is, instead, we decided... I mean, they're going to have it on the vacant lot in back of... Well, it isn't going to be on the school grounds.
Willie, I understand you are one of the ringleaders in all this.
Who, I, Mr. Bradley? A ringleader? Oh, no. I'm just a second.
Are you sure of that?
Oh, Mr. Bradley, if there's one thing I hate to see, it's two guys in a good fight.
Well, I suppose if they've got to get it out of their system... understand, Willie, I am emphatically against boys fighting. But if it's off the school grounds, I don't see how I can in any way interfere.
Yes, Mr. Bradley.
That will be all.
Yes, Mr. Bradley.
Oh, Willie, just one moment.
Yes, Mr. Bradley.
Where did you say this fight is going to be held?
Why, I didn't say.
Yes, that will be all.
Hey, fellas, look. Look what I've got for Homer. A pail and a sponge.
Oh, that's nothing. Look at what I got for Henry to suck on. A lemon. Who's going to keep time?
I am, Willie, I am.
Where's Henry and Homer?
Oh, they'll be along. Henry said he'd get here as fast as he could.
Boy, was he anxious to get into this.
Well, Homer was anxious, too. He said he wouldn't be late.
My goodness, Eleanor, isn't this exciting?
I think it's terrible, Lucy.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. I can hardly wait.
What time is it, Homer?
It's, exactly 25 minutes after 3.
Is that right?
It's a pretty good soda, isn't it, Henry?
Boy, I'll say.
And, don't misunderstand me. I'd be perfectly willing to go over to that lot and fight you, Henry, only...
Sure, I know what you mean. And I hope you don't think I wouldn't be willing to fight you, Homer. Gee whiz, I'd be willing to knock your block off for you. But as the fellow at the soda fountain just told you, your father's been looking all over town for you.
Sure. And if he wants me to keep an appointment at the dentist or something, well, naturally, I can't disobey him.
Naturally. Hey, Homer, don't look toward the door now, but I think some of the gang just went by.
You think they're still looking for us?
Sure.
Let's have another soda.
I'll pay for this one.
Oh, no, Henry. You let me.
Are you crazy, Homer? I got a quarter right here.
Now, wait a minute. Oh, gee whiz, did I knock it out of your hand?
Well, that's all right, Homer. It's right down here on the floor someplace.
Oh, wait a second, Henry. You let me get it for you.
Well, I'm already under the table, Homer.
So am I.
Hey, fellas, here they are.
Where, Charlie?
They're wrestling under the table.
What? Oh, gee whiz.
Listen, yeah. Fellas, don't you realize the whole school is waiting for you over at the lot?
Who, us? Now listen, Homer, will you stop twisting my ankle?
Oh, Henry, take your hands off my throat.
Lucy, they haven't even swung at each other yet.
They haven't. What are they doing then?
Open your eyes and you'll see.
Oh, my goodness. They're at least 6 feet away from each other.
Rush them, Henry, rush them.
Sure I will, sure I will.
Homer, what do you keep circling around them for?
I'm measuring them.
Come on, let's have some action.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Henry.
You're on
How did I hit him? Look at him keep backing away.
You're crazy. You're backing away yourself.
I am not.
Oop. What happened?
Hey, who tripped me?
Hey, help Henry up, somebody.
I'm all right. Now listen, Homer, stop running all around me like that.
Who's running?
Oh, that's talking to him, Homer. That's telling him where to get off.
Homer, tell him what you think of his suit.
Yeah.
Go on.
Sure. Some suit. You look just like my Uncle Oscar.
Now listen, Homer, if you call me that once more,
Henry, go after him. Sock him.
I'm going to.
Hey, gee whiz.
Homer Brown here.
Is that you? Do I have to go to the dentist?
You come with me.
Now? Mr. Brown, you mean I can't beat Homer up?
And as for you, Henry Aldrich, you come along, too. And bring that suit with you.
Boy, am I ashamed.
Well, listen, Homer, here we are all the way out on the edge of town. Gee whiz, I'm tired walking.
Boy, am I ashamed.
Oh, it doesn't look so bad on you, Homer, now that the sun's gone down. All the checks are sort of blended together.
Yeah, I know. But my father said I've got to wear this suit to school tomorrow. Listen, Henry, you've already broken it in. Wouldn't you like to wear it?
Homer, didn't your father tell you I couldn't keep it? That he wanted you to have the pleasure of wearing it?
Yeah, sure. But do you think I want everyone in town to call me Oscar this and Oscar that for as long as I live here?
I wonder...
You wonder what?
I don't suppose we could burn the suit, could we?
Right on me?
Well,
the only thing is, Henry, my father wouldn't believe it was an accident. You know what I mean?
Well, listen, let's go back into town then.
Oh, no, not until it's pitch black.
Hey, Homer, look out.
What's the matter?
You see what I see crawling across the road?
Henry, what is that?
Gee whiz, it's a skunk, isn't it?
Henry, is that a skunk? Are you sure it's a skunk?
Sure it is.
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Kitty, come to Homer.
Homer, hurry. He's getting away from you.
Right now, even in November, many sections of the country are unusually dry. This increases the danger of forest fires. So every time you're out in the fields or forest, follow these rules. Crush out cigarette, cigar, and pipe ashes. Break matches in two after using them. Drown all campfires, then stir and drown them again. Learn and respect the law before starting any fire. Forest rangers can fight forest fires, but only you can prevent them.
Is that you, Homer?
Yes, Father.
Are you back already?
Well, Father, it's like this.
Homer, didn't I tell you to go down to the dentist?
Well, yes, sir, I did. Only he said he'd rather wait a week or two before he works on me.
The Aldrich Family is transcribed as written by Clifford Goldsmith. Henry is played by Bobby Ellis and Homer by Jack Grimes. Mr. and Mrs. Aldrich are House Jameson and Catherine Roach. Your announcer is Dick Dudley. Listen again next week, same time, same station, for another sparkling half hour with the Aldrich Family.
Good night, everybody.
Tonight, it's the Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show on NBC.